This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 19 dead, dozens hospitalized, the tragic toll of Sunday's apartment house fire in the Bronx. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
19 deaths, 9 of them are children, are babies that we lost. And we're all feeling this. And we're going to be here for this community.
Investigators say a malfunctioning space heater in an apartment started the fire. Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro.
The fire consumed that apartment that is on two floors and part of the hallway. The door to that apartment, unfortunately, when the residents left, was left open. It did not close by itself. The smoke spread throughout the building, thus the tremendous loss of life and other people fighting for their lives.
The building does have smoke alarms, but several residents say they initially ignored them because alarms were so common in the building. The wrangling over COVID safety protocols has canceled classes again today in Chicago. The city and teachers can't agree on what's safe enough. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Disputed issues include testing and metrics to be employed on when to close schools. Most teachers are refusing to come in unless there's an agreement or the current spike in cases brought on by the Omicron variant subsides.
Hundreds of fans of tennis star Novak Djokovic gathered in Melbourne today chanting his nickname after he won a court battle to stay in Australia ahead of the Australian Open, despite not being vaccinated. But the government has told the judge that the immigration minister will now consider whether to cancel his visa. A pilot who crashed a small plane onto railroad tracks in Los Angeles was pulled alive from the wreck by a group of police officers just moments before a commuter train roared through. This is AP News. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel looks back at the career of Bob Saget, the actor and comedian known for his role in the sitcom Full House. Bob Saget died in Florida yesterday at the age of 65.
There were really two Bob Sagets. One was the guy who could set up zany clips on America's Funniest Home Videos or played the likable single dad on the Full House franchise. Then there was a Saget you might see on a late-night talk show or some comedy roast where he was a whole lot raunchier.
I like a dirty joke, you know, and I laugh at dirty stuff, and I do clean stuff too.
Saget was the one with the boyish face who can seamlessly move from bubbly to blue in a heartbeat. Perhaps Tom Arnold put it best when he tweeted that the only people who said terrible things about Bob Saget were his best friends. America, America, I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.